Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's fascination for Peruvian coffee has no limits, has no borders. And as I said yesterday, I would so love to travel to Peru, but it is not in my reach at the moment. However, Peru is in Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ in my kitchen, and even the Rocket R58 loves, so I think, pulling shots with the R58. Today, I concentrated more on the Peruvian Cusco Cob Organic Arabica blend, roasted to perfection by Fürth Café in Vienna. Because yesterday I just pulled one shot of it, just to compare it with the Tunki coffee, also from Peru, brought to us by Freeman Trading Limited, who actually hunted down that particular bean. So today I thought I'll give more attention to the Peruvian Cusco Cob, although I know it from a few months back. But there's nothing like refreshing your memory, refreshing your palate, and playing around with it. So I played with the temperature. I got my dosing right from the beginning. It was 19 grand. That made a lovely, lovely cup. But with the taste, I thought I could go better. And again, what I tried doing, because now that I'm more and more getting used to roasts that are just a touch lighter than what Fürth Café roasts at the very moment. It's not dark by any means of the imagination, but it is just that touch darker than what people here, artisan roasters here in England, get more and more into, bringing it a little lighter, maybe bringing different flavors out of those beans. So because it is just a touch darker, I went down with the temperature again, bringing it down from 92°C to just above 91°C at the brewhead. And I can tell you, I've got here an array of different extractions, 4 in total, and they all tasted slightly differently. And the one that I favored is definitely the one with the lower temperature. It just brings out more of the fruitiness. It brings out more of the higher notes, the acidity. Not an acidity that would assault the palate. No way. It's just one that keeps you interested in the flavor and detecting what there's actually in it. It does tail off with something a bit more grounded, a bit more cocoa-ish, which again came into its own when I transferred this last extraction, the 5th extraction, into a flat white. And I must say, it is just a lovely, lovely drink. One that really brings out that coconut even more. And it's just pleasant. You know you're drinking coffee. You know that there's something there that you can just relish. And so, you know, it is really, really interesting to also detect every roaster's kind of signature, his own signature, is what he wants to do and what he wants to achieve with these blends. So again, it is a nice, nice coffee. And I tell you what, I've had the pleasure to also pull a shot for a good friend of mine, Jason, who's no longer here because he had to rush off, but he also really enjoyed it. So it's not only me who's enjoying that, it's a variety of people are enjoying that type of coffee. So well done. And Peru, when will I ever get to see you?